behind the marble monuments and polished portraits lies a more compelling truth. America's presidents were profoundly human. From Washington's tortured relationship with his demanding mother to Lincoln's crippling depression, from Kennedy's secret health battles to Nixon's paranoia, Bill O'Reilly's Confronting the Presidents strips away mythology to reveal the flawed individuals who shaped our nation. As we navigate our own divisive political landscape, these presidential struggles offer timely perspective. The men who made history weren't demigods, but humans wrestling with personal demons while making decisions that would echo through generations. Their stories remind us that leadership has always required navigating both personal weakness and national crisis. George Washington rejected American monarchy in favor of constitutional constraints. Despite his stoic public image, he had a difficult relationship with his demanding mother Mary, who never acknowledged his achievements. Washington's cabinet featured rivals Jefferson and Hamilton, whose debates over federal versus state power still shape American politics today. When farmers revolted against Hamilton's whiskey tax, Washington personally led troops to resolve the situation without bloodshed. His successor, John Adams, short, intellectual, and often ridiculed by opponents, defied Hamilton's push for war with France in 1798, causing the Federalist Party's downfall. The bitter 1800 election ended with Adams leaving the White House before dawn on Inauguration Day, establishing the precedent of peaceful power transfer between parties. Thomas Jefferson took office promising healing and limited government, yet he made the era's boldest executive move, the Louisiana Purchase of 1803, buying 828,000 square miles from France for $15 million, doubling America's size and launching Lewis and Clark's expedition. In later years, Jefferson grew eccentric, wearing slippers and robes while letting his pet mockingbird fly freely in his office. James Madison's presidency endured the War of 1812 and Washington's burning. His wife Dolly built political networks through influential dove parties featuring exotic ice cream. James Monroe addressed British violations and native rebellions, authorizing Andrew Jackson's Florida campaign. After purchasing Florida from Spain for $5 million, Monroe issued his doctrine warning Europeans against further American colonization. Andrew Jackson's 1829 inauguration transformed American politics. Despite Jefferson calling him dangerous and Adams boycotting, over 21,000 attended. The People's inaugural turned chaotic when crowds overwhelmed the White House, damaging furnishings. Orphaned during the Revolutionary War, Jackson governed decisively but controversially, overseeing the forced Trail of Tears relocation of 70,000 Native Americans while navigating slavery disputes and Texas independence. Martin Van Buren, Jackson's successor, faced economic disaster when New York banks collapsed in 1837. His adherence to Jackson's fiscal policies worsened the crisis, earning him the nickname Martin Van Ruin. William Henry Harrison's legacy came from his revolutionary campaign tactics. His Tippecanoe and Tyler II campaign introduced enduring American expressions. Supporters rolling slogan-covered balls created Keep the Ball Rolling, while log cabin whiskey bottles from E.C. Booze gave us booze. Harrison died just 32 days after delivering a lengthy inaugural address in the rain. A succession of ineffective presidents failed to address growing sectional tensions. John Tyler abandoned the Whig Party after taking office, facing impeachment. James K. Polk provoked war with Mexico, adding vast territory despite his poor health and single term. Zachary Taylor initially opposed slavery's Western expansion before his sudden death. His successor, Millard Fillmore, supported the Compromise of 1850, including the Fugitive Slave Act that essentially legalized kidnapping black people. Franklin Pierce, consumed by personal tragedy, implemented pro-slavery policies like the Kansas-Nebraska Act that sparked Bloody Kansas violence. James Buchanan inappropriately influenced the Dred Scott case, denying citizenship to black people. When Southern states began seceding after Lincoln's election, Buchanan claimed he lacked constitutional authority to preserve the Union, the final presidential failure before Civil War. The Battle of Antietam saw 22,727 Americans killed or wounded in a single day, the highest casualty count in American history. Despite his public accomplishments, Lincoln battled severe depression throughout his life. After his broken engagement to Mary Todd in 1841, he sank into such despair that friends feared suicide, combating these black moods with humorous reading and mercury pills. Lincoln's political fortunes transformed with his 1860 Cooper Union speech in New York. Despite his awkward appearance, his powerful anti-slavery message captivated the audience with his conclusion, "Let us have faith that right makes might," winning praise from influential journalists. When critics called General Grant a butcher, Lincoln simply stated, "I can't spare this man. He fights," and supported Sherman's destructive march to the sea. The Civil War ended April 9, 1865, but Lincoln never witnessed the celebration. 6 days later, John Wilkes Booth assassinated him at Ford's Theater. His second inaugural address revealed his healing vision, with malice toward none, with charity for all, leaving us to wonder how Lincoln would have united the fractured nation had he lived. Franklin Roosevelt took office in 1933, declaring war on the Great Depression with his famous "Fear Itself" speech. His first 100 days produced 77 laws, creating jobs and public works. Despite anti-war sentiment, he secretly aligned with Churchill when Germany invaded Poland in 1939, then led America through World War II until his death in 1945. Harry Truman authorized the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, killing over 120,000 people, but halted a planned third bombing as too horrible. John F. Kennedy's Camelot administration ended with his 1963 assassination. Lyndon Johnson achieved significant civil rights legislation, but struggled with Vietnam War protests. Richard Nixon resigned in 1974 after Watergate. Ronald Reagan's 1987 "Tear Down This Wall" speech preceded the Berlin Wall's fall in 1989, marking the Cold War's end. These presidents transformed America into a global superpower while navigating nuclear tensions, civil rights struggles, and economic challenges. George H.W. Bush's approval rating soared to 89% after assembling a 41-nation coalition for Operation Desert Storm, but a recession contributed to his 1992 defeat by Bill Clinton. Clinton's presidency reflected his dual nature, the policy-focused Sunday morning bill versus the impulsive Saturday night bill. His administration survived impeachment, though personal conduct ultimately overshadowed his economic achievements. George W. Bush's presidency transformed after 9/11. Learning America was under attack while reading to schoolchildren, he chose to remain calm. Taking the terror attacks personally, Bush moved against Afghanistan's Taliban and later invaded Iraq based on intelligence about weapons of mass destruction. Barack Obama's presidency was marked by his characteristic aloofness. Despite early achievements, including the Nobel Peace Prize and the Affordable Care Act, he faced significant challenges. At the 2011 White House Correspondents' Dinner, Obama mocked Donald Trump for questioning his birthplace, and days later announced Osama bin Laden's death. What defines a great president isn't perfection, but how they navigate flaws while making history-shaping decisions. From Washington to Biden, these deeply human figures demonstrate leadership's struggle between personal limitation and national necessity. Their stories show the presidency has never been easy, and America has survived flawed leaders before.